Welcome in to Light the Lamp. The Anaheim Ducks acquired now the former captain of the New York Rangers today, Jacob Trouba, in exchange for Urho Vaakanainen and then also a 2025 fourth round pick. We are happy to be joined now by Jacob Trouba here on the stream. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
I want to start first by simply asking you, why did you choose Anaheim?
It was a place that I guess me and my wife have looked at when this whole thing was kind of starting. A place that we thought we would enjoy being and playing and where the team's at and somewhere I could feel like I could contribute in a big way. So I think it was just a place that we were excited to get to have the opportunity to come to.
How did the conversations go when you spoke with hockey operations, the leadership here in Anaheim, in your process of making this decision?
I didn't talk to too many players. I'm pretty close with Stromer and Frank from playing in the past. So those are probably the first two that I texted. I talked to obviously some of the management and the coaching staff now. So just excited to join and contribute however I can. A young team that's got a whole lot of talent and a lot of skill, and I think a team that can do great things.
When you talk about this young team, what do you see in the Ducks core that you're looking forward to joining?
When I got to New York, it was kind of a similar situation at the time, where it's kind of they're on the cusp of taking that next step and being a really good team for a long time. And I think I've kind of been through it once here, or I guess in New York for that time period. And I think there's a lot that I've learned. Just come in and help however I can, like I said, help the leadership group however I can and be someone that players can lean on, especially younger guys. It's not always easy playing in the NHL. So obviously there's ups and downs and struggles, and there's also good times. I think you gotta enjoy those times and fight to keep them as long as you can. And I think I think we're right on the cusp of doing that in Anaheim.
And going along with that, this is a very young decor that the Ducks have. Obviously, some veterans now, yourself joining that group. The Rangers had a fairly young decor, too. You kind of talked about that experience. But how do you think that's going to translate, just working specifically on the end with the defensemen?
Pretty much every team now, I feel like, has a pretty good mix of young and old. Sad that I'm old now, or considered old. But I remember what it was like when I was young, I guess, when I first started, and the guys that really helped me, Zach Bogosian, Mark Stewart, those guys that when I first started, those were not even just hockey-wise, but learning how to play in the NHL, and you're away from home. There's obviously you got to take care of yourself, and what you do off the ice is a big piece of that. And obviously on the ice, like I said, it's not always easy. So I think those guys were great for me to lean on, and hopefully these guys feel comfortable coming to me and maybe asking a question, or I'm looking forward to building a relationship with them and hopefully being able to help them however I can.
You wore the C for the Rangers the last three seasons, a big leadership role, obviously, and a huge market there. How can you translate some of those leadership skills into the locker room here in Anaheim?
I think just be myself. I mean, it's not, leadership's a pretty genuine thing. It's not something you walk in and something you build over time, build relationships with guys. Something that happens naturally. It's not coming in there trying to be a captain or anything. I just want to kind of build a relationship with guys, and if I can help out however I can, that's what I want to do. And that's on the ice, it's off the ice, it's obviously leading by example and how you play the game and how you carry yourself. I think just goes into the type of person you are and who you are every day in and day out.
And it certainly helps when you know a couple of the players in the locker room too. You touched on it, Ryan Strome, Frank Vatrano. Do you have any good stories or memories from your time with them? Looking forward to seeing them, obviously, sharing those texts here early.
I don't know. I hope no pictures surface from high school, which now you're probably going to dig for. Me and Frank went to prom together.
Oh.
So that was cool.
Like together.
And Frank's wife.
Oh, okay. We're gonna have to find that.
Yeah. Just find pictures of Frank, not me, please.
I'm going to make sure we follow up and ask him about that before you get here.
Yeah. And Stromer, obviously, was pretty close with my time in New York. Our wives are good friends, so I think they're excited. I don't know. There's plenty of good stories with him, but we'll save those for another day.
Yeah, we'll have to dive into those once you get here. And in bringing you here, having those guys along for the ride with you, I'm sure will kind of make your transition maybe a little easier as well.
Yeah, I already told Frank stayed with me when he got traded to New York, so I asked him what bedroom is mine.
Making room already. Love it. Well, you're going to be wearing number 65. How did you make that decision?
I mean, I've always been number 8 everywhere I've gone. Obviously, can't be number 8 there. So 65 is actually my parents were both born in 1965. So kind of, I guess, a little thank you to them.
And that's awesome. I'm sure they're going to be really excited to see you wearing that. And hopefully they'll have to get out here for a game here soon. This is going to be the third team of your career. What have you kind of learned through your journey in the NHL? Now that you've already, you know, made a transition from your original team. So this, in this sense, is not necessarily new, but what have you kind of learned through your journey?
I mean, I think you're always learning. I think from where I started, it was kind of trying to figure it out and what makes you successful. And then as I guess the game evolves, the league evolves, it's still kind of trying to find your way and to making yourself a valuable piece of a hockey team. I think off the ice, obviously you grow up over time. I think that's kind of just a natural progression. But I mean, the game's changed a decent amount in the last, 10, 12 years. So I think just you got to stay with the times.
Jacob, what would you like our Anaheim Ducks fans to know about you as a player and also off the ice?
Oh, boy. As a player, I hope someone who, plays hard defensively, is pretty physical, has a bit of an edge to their game. Off the ice, I don't know. I like art. That's always weird. Everybody thinks that's a strange one, but I like painting.
That's awesome. You know, there's a heavy art presence down in Laguna Beach. So you'll have to check it out. Some art galleries down there. Yeah,
I will.
And it's a good thing to kind of get away from hockey sometimes and have something that settles you down.
Yeah, I think it's something that I never really enjoyed art until I got to New York and kind of learning it and figuring it out and then starting to paint. But I don't know. It's a strange thing to talk about. Usually hockey guys aren't really into the art scene, but it's just become a hobby. I mean, similar to golf for me. It's not much during the season, but in the off season, I stink at golf and I enjoy painting a little bit more. It's less frustrating, I guess.
That's awesome. Jacob, how excited are you to also bring your family with you along for this journey out here to SoCal?
Yeah, they're going to be, they're staying behind for a little bit. My wife's got to finish her last year of residency with my son. Probably going to stay here and we'll have some people bring him back and forth for sure. But yeah, that'll be a bit of an adjustment for sure for me. Eventually they will be joining us out there.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you join the Anaheim Ducks. Cannot wait. And like I said, just so excited for your future here in Anaheim. Thank you for joining us here today and we'll see you soon.
Of course. Thank you.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.